in Jeremiah, the first chapter. It don't seem like it was too awful long back that we preached a message on this same scripture. A little different thought, I think, on our mind, because I don't write anything down about when I preach on something or exactly what way that I take, I guess you'd say, from the scripture. But in the first chapter, Jeremiah, starting at the fourth verse, said, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Now, here, as we was reading this morning, there's a thought that comes to my mind. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. A lot of times, people here, we think, so-and-so, after they're born into this life and they grow up and become whatever that they are going to be, that's when you or I gets to know somebody. But here God said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And then the last part of it, he said, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Me and you, we don't know what decision we're going to make a lot of times for tomorrow or next week or next month. But God here, he said, I knew you before you was formed, and I ordained you to be a prophet. And we don't know what our future holds, but God has a plan for each and every one of us if we will abide by it. And here, you'll find in that sixth verse, "Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." He began to think, I can't be a prophet because I'm young. I'm just a child. I can't speak these words. But God let him know, I'm going to give you what to say. And you and I today, it makes no difference what calling God has upon our life, what age we are when God speaks it to us and tells us to get at it. God has already prepared us to be able to do exactly what that His plan is for us. And here is He was telling Jeremiah, before you was even thought about by your mom and your dad, I knew you. Before you was ever conceived, I knew you. And I had a plan for you. I had already ordained you to be a prophet. Me and you today, we need to look at the Word of the Lord and find out exactly what God's plan is for us and surrender ourselves unto it. Because if people in this world today had surrendered themselves unto the will of God, as Jeremiah did, we wouldn't be in the problems and the trouble that our world is in today. But because of the hardness of people's heart and our stiff will, refusing to be obedient unto God is the very reason our nation and our country are in the problems they're in today. Here is he telling Jeremiah that he'd be a prophet unto the nations, not just in a little spot, but unto the nations. You and I today, Jeremiah, what he learned, what he spoke, the Word of God, it still applies today if we'll only be obedient unto it. If we'll open our ears and listen. Jeremiah, I don't know exactly what age that he was here when God began to speak to him and let him know, you've got a child that I've been planning for you for some time, even before you were born, and I've designated what I want you to do. And God knew what Jeremiah and the seniors were going to be, because he was speaking positively about what that was the plan for him. Me and you today, we might look at our life and say, I can't accomplish anything, but if we'll yield ourselves unto God, the plan that God has for us, we can accomplish and fulfill. Because God will equip each and every one of us for that task that's ahead of us. And I love Jeremiah's writings. You'll find Jeremiah, he had a tender heart, and it was a heart that was touched by the sins of his people. And the burden that the Lord put upon Jeremiah, he carried it. But it was something that kept his heart broken when he seen how the people was doing. You and I today, God did not tell us that people is going to hear and listen to all the words that God gives us to speak unto them. But yet he still tells us to go and say it. Each and every one of us here, you know, we're living in a day and a time when abortion, I think the last count I heard, there's something like 45 million babies that's been aborted in America. That was not God's plan for all of those little babies. That was the plan of some doctor and a mother that didn't want them. But God had a much better plan for them. You and I today, we might not yield ourselves under the plan that God's got for us. And we might suffer greatly because we don't have. But we'll find out in the end, when this life is over, we'll find out the plan that God had for us was far the best. And whether we ever yield to it or not, we'll find out in the life to come when this one is gone. A thousand times over, we'll wish that we had. Why? Because what God has got planned for us, a lot of times, when God speaks to us just like Jeremiah, he begins to tell God, that job is too great for me. I'm just a child. But God pointed out to him in 45 that it was God that was the Lord that would be using it, giving him the ability to accomplish what God is asking of it. Being used today, that's something we never need to let out of our mind. What God asked of me, he also equipped me to be able to do, and will yield to him. We can accomplish far more than we ever thought possible. Jeremiah, in his lifetime, he accomplished many things. He suffered a tremendous amount. But you'll find that Jeremiah, through it all, he knew that God was God and that he would be with him as long as Jeremiah was walking and doing what God asked of him. And Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah covers some 30 years. Some 50 years. And Jeremiah, in what he suffered, the way he was treated for telling people just exactly what God said. When you read it and you listen to it, you would think he would be a man that was highly treasured. But a lot of those that listened to what he said wanted to do away with Jeremiah. Me and you today, when we tell people the Word of God, that was one of the things when I finally surrendered into the calling of God, calling me to preach. I just figured when I tell people about this, everybody will want it. Everybody will just embrace it. And I was so disappointed when people reject the very Word of God. I'm sure Jeremiah, that's why he was crying so, was because his heart was broken when he would tell people what God required and they would reject it. You and I today, we can listen plain to the Word of God and see the danger our people is in. And when we begin to speak to them about it, it can break our heart because it seems like we're such a failure because we don't seem to know the word that it takes to reach our heart. But God, when He gives us the word, if they don't hear that, God says they wouldn't hear me, even if I've come and spoken to them. Today, you and I, we need to give them what the Bible says and be that with them, so they'll see and know that God's word is not changed. It's still the same. Jeremiah, all these many years ago, as he spoke unto the people, telling them all that God done. And listen, here, this was Jeremiah writing this down to record that people might know that I'm not doing this within myself. It's a calling from God that was put upon me even before I was born. You and I today, we might not know what God's plan is for us, but when we surrender to it, God can accomplish far more with us than we could ever imagine. You know, as a young Christian, I could not foresee there coming a time that I would be halfway across the nation and with grandchildren, so many, waiting on our 13th one. And, you know, I couldn't imagine that. That was something I didn't even dream of. But God already had the plan. He knew what would be the outcome. I didn't. God knows how many of my offspring I'm going to see before I die. I've often wondered, will I see great-grandchildren? God knows what I'll see. But you and I, what is the most important thing for each one of us is being obedient unto God's word. If we don't see tomorrow, it's not going to matter very much. If we're obedient 100% to God today, that's all that matters. I've lived this day the way God wants me to live. I've done what God has given me to do this day. That we could finish our life with the testimony of Paul. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. That's what's important here, Jeremiah. He fought the fight and he kept the faith and he stood for God. Even when he was cast into a dungeon where the mud and the mire was so deep that when they went to pull him out, he was sunk down in that mud and mire. And this whole man, he was worried about him and afraid that he would die there. And he went and got some rope and some rotten rags and things. The cushion, the roll, and they put it under his arm to pull him out. Why? Because it took a lot of pressure to lift him up out of there, but he still would not back down upon what God had told him to do. Me and you, it makes no difference what happens to us here in this life. It's whether we're obedient on the word of God and we take seriously the calling that God has upon our life. You know, it might not be that God wants us to be a preacher. It might not be that God wants us to be a teacher. It might be that God just wants us to be the best father and the best mother that we can be, to raise our children and teach them about Jesus and the Word of God. And after all, if we do that, there's no greater job that we can do than to stand before God with the fruit in our hands of our offspring that we can produce before the Lord. I passed on that you give me to the next generation. You and I today, Jeremiah stood faithful and preached, though he was young. Though they rejected him, he still was faithful unto God. Me and you, Whether we're young or whether we're old, the biggest majority of people that we offer God to is going to reject Him. Why? They reject God Himself. So we need to expect that they're going to greet us with open arms when we try to tell them about the Lord. You know, I was hearing in the news that people are bringing suits against Christian people when they work in the workforce somewhere or another with them, and the person talks to them about God. Several people have brought suits, said they're trying to force me in to believing in Christ. You and I today, you know, the Bible says compel. And the world don't like that. But God says for us to be obedient unto Him. They might lock you up for doing that God says do. But it's better to be locked up here for doing that's right than to be locked up for all of eternity in hell because you did that was wrong. And those that goes into hell will never come out. It's a one-way trip. In and no out. And, you know, it's just like back there in the Bible when Noah went into the ark, God shut the door. Wonder how many people beat upon that ark when the rains fell. They had never seen it rain until that time. But when it began to rain, probably at first, they was a little astonished. But they thought it will soon pass. But when the water began to raise, no doubt they remembered that old dumb man out there building that ark in the middle of nowhere. Maybe we'll go and get in now. But they went. And even if his heart could have been reached before he had opened the door, God shut it. And the Bible said, God has a door open in front of each and every one of us. And no man can shut it. But he said, I'll shut it and no man can open it. You'll find that Noah, when he went to come out of that ark, he could not even open up that door that he had made there himself because God shut it. Well, God wanted him to come out of the ark. Why didn't God open that? Because God wanted it to be there as a testimony. When I shut the door, it won't be opened again. You and I, the mercy door is wide open today for whosoever will. But when God shuts to that door, no man will open it. And, you know, there's nothing more heartbreaking than to hear somebody that God has spoke to and knocked upon their heart come and say, I'd give anything if I could hear God speak to me again. That breaks your heart. But God said there would come a time when He would turn His deaf ears. Me and you, we can listen to what God has for us. We can witness to our people. And some may accept. But those that reject for all of eternity, your words will be ringing in their ears. The opportunity that was given will still be ringing in their ears. But they said no to it. And no matter how many times they say yes then, it's for eternity. Too late. You know, I know man can't comprehend being in an unpleasant place for a long time. You know, I heard in the news this week about a rich man in New York that stole a bunch of people's money in a crooked scheme. And they put him under house arrest, I think, in a $7 million apartment. And people feeling sorry for him. That's terrible. He can't leave his apartment. Well, you know, there's coming a time he will come out of there one way or the other. Even if he dies, they'll bring him out. They ain't going to leave him around in that $7 million apartment because somebody else is going to be wanting that place. But those that goes into hell can't get out. For all of eternity, 1,000, 10,000, 10 million years, they're still going to be right there. No way out. While we get to some song to sing, please, I beg you. Here, as Jeremiah was known by God, before he said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." You and I, God's had his eye on us before mom and dad even knew that we was going to be coming into the world. You know, a woman is usually several weeks pregnant before she knows that she's pregnant. But God knows the very instant that it takes place. In fact, he knows before the instant it's going to take place. Me and you, we see this moment. We remember yesterday, but we see this moment. God sees yesterday, today, and forever as if it's as this moment. That's what kind of a God we've got. You might say, "I don't know how to prepare for the future." God knows what's going to be there. Listen to him and he'll have you prepared. While we sing, will you come? Don't let the devil deceive you into thinking that it don't make any difference. Just do the best you can and it'll be all right. You and I should strive to know the plan that God has for us. Planned for us today is not sufficient for us to try and do it tomorrow. Let's each and every one come and pray.